Test 3. Listening. Speaker 1.
I know the work they do for the homeless is fantastic, and they do raise a lot of money to help. But really, I would never buy anything from there. I'd like to, but I'm not keen on buying something second-hand when I can find what I want somewhere else brand new. I'm not saying the shop should close down, though.
Speaker 2.
I know that young people today are busier than my generation used to be. Their schoolwork is more demanding and there's extra pressure to go to university or college. But this doesn't mean that they shouldn't help out their parents, though. I mean, if they organise their schedules better, they can find a couple of hours in the day to help out with the housework, or even get a part-time job so they can have their own money.
Speaker 3.
I'm sure some people find credit cards useful at times when they need to spend more money than they have. But everyone I know that has a credit card finds it difficult to pay it off. I think our lives would be easier if this plastic temptation didn't even exist.
Speaker 4.
When the envelope containing my exam results arrived, I couldn't have been more anxious. I was sure I hadn't passed at least half of my exams and that I got terrible marks in the rest of them. What would I tell my parents? But when I opened the envelope, I was far from disappointed. I had received top marks for all my exams.
Speaker 5.
The money I get from working in the cafe is really good. My parents couldn't afford to give me more pocket money, so they suggested I get a part-time job. At first, I didn't want one. I thought it would be really tiring going to work after school, but now I wouldn't have it any other way.
Speaker 6.
The interview was going really well until he asked me about my previous experience, and then I just didn't have anything to say. All my friends had told me to lie about it, but I told him honestly that I had never had a job before. In the end, he told me he really appreciated my honesty and that I could start working for them as soon as I could. Can you believe it?
Speaker 1.
I know the work they do for the homeless is fantastic, and they do raise a lot of money to help. But really, I would never buy anything from there. I'd like to, but I'm not keen on buying something second-hand when I can find what I want somewhere else brand new. I'm not saying the shop should close down, though.
Speaker 2.
I know that young people today are busier than my generation used to be. Their schoolwork is more demanding and there's extra pressure to go to university or college. But this doesn't mean that they shouldn't help out their parents, though. I mean, if they organise their schedules better, they can find a couple of hours in the day to help out with the housework, or even get a part-time job so they can have their own money.
Speaker 3.
I'm sure some people find credit cards useful at times when they need to spend more money than they have. But everyone I know that has a credit card finds it difficult to pay it off. I think our lives would be easier if this plastic temptation didn't even exist.
Speaker 4.
When the envelope containing my exam results arrived, I couldn't have been more anxious. I was sure I hadn't passed at least half of my exams, and that I got terrible marks in the rest of them. What would I tell my parents? But when I opened the envelope, I was far from disappointed. I had received top marks for all my exams.
Speaker 5.
The money I get from working in the cafe is really good. My parents couldn't afford to give me more pocket money, so they suggested I get a part-time job. At first, I didn't want one. I thought it would be really tiring going to work after school, but now I wouldn't have it any other way.
Speaker 6.
The interview was going really well until he asked me about my previous experience, and then I just didn't have anything to say. All my friends had told me to lie about it, but I told him honestly that I had never had a job before. In the end, he told me he really appreciated my honesty and that I could start working for them as soon as I could. Can you believe it?